Star, Brother, and Sister, GB. St. Helena, California, December 8, 1909, Elder and Mrs. Star. Dear Brother and Sister Star, I have just received and read your letter. I am in full harmony with the plan for you to connect with the Melrose Sanitarium, where you will be in easy access to the city of Boston. I know that if you will walk humbly and trustingly with the Lord, He will be your helper. Our strength is not in sitting still, but in advancing, fully trusting in God, seeking His counsel, walking in His footsteps. Do not fail or be discouraged. You can both do a good work at the sanitarium and in Boston, and others must take up the work in New York City. May the Lord sustain and strengthen you, is my prayer. I consider the Melrose Sanitarium to be in one of the finest locations of any of our institutions. The grounds about the sanitarium are cared for and well kept up by the state. I am very much pleased that you have decided to labor in this institution, for there is need in the institution of those who can lift up the standard and help to elevate the work. God will not accept loose, haphazard work. I believe that great good would result if Dr. Kress and his wife could spend some time with you in evangelistic work in the city of Boston. Help is greatly needed in that city. May the Lord lead and guide you as workers who can do a work that needs to be done. I will write but a short letter this time. I have been able to sleep only a few hours each night, but the Lord is wonderfully sustaining me. I will say to you, make the Lord your trust, and He will not fail you.